Okay, we're going to start on page Pei Gimel, 7 lines from the top. The Alter Rebbe there's plenty of Tanya's there. There's just top shelf. One? Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what we were up to last week. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the concept of Ani Hashem Leishanisi, that Hashem says, now that the world is existing, I didn't change. The Alter Rebbe explains, by people, knowledge changes the person. There's a difference before you knew it and after you knew it. There's a difference, you become smarter, so there's a difference be the way you were before you were smarter or now that you're smarter. By Hashem, because everything in the world is an extension of Hashem, and by Hashem knowing Himself, He knows everything in the world. So therefore, the whole existence of the world doesn't change Hashem in any way whatsoever, because the truth of the matter is, everything in the world is only Elokus. This, that world seems to be something else, is only the concept of Tzimtzum. Hashem made it look that way. But the truth is, there's no difference in Hashem, Kedem Shenivra Olam, Acha Shenivra Olam, because Hashem, His essence, by knowing Himself, He knows everything. And we'll see this inside now. The figure, therefore, Shem Sheyavsha L'Shum Nivra Ba'ilam, just like it's impossible for any creation in the world, L'Hasig Musa Be'ri V'Atzmusei, to understand the essence of Hashem, just like we cannot understand the essence of Hashem, which is a given, Kach Yavsha L'Hasig Mahus Da'itei, we can't understand the knowledge of Hashem. Because Hashem and His knowledge are one. And if Hashem and His knowledge are one, if we can't understand Hashem, we can't understand His knowledge. Rak. So therefore, what do we have to do? Lahamim b'amuna, to believe with true emuna, shulamayla me'aseichel, that Hashem is above seichel, me'asoga, and from our level of understanding, shakadosh baruch hu yachad u'miyuchad hu, because Hashem is one, v'dayte, and together with His intellect, hakol echad mamish, is all one. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Or v'yidiyas atzmei, and by Hashem knowing Himself, makir v'yedeya kol ha'nitzoyim al-yeinim v'tachtoinim, Hashem is able to know everything, from the highest level to the lowest levels, at shul shul katan shebiyam, to the small bug that's in the sea, but yitush katan, until the small mosquito, sheyir betaber ha'aretz, which is in the depth of the earth, ein davar nela mimenu, nothing is concealed from Hashem. Meaning, by Hashem knowing Himself, Hashem knows everything. Because the essence of Hashem is all over. So when Hashem knows, and the Alter Rebbe is writing over here, this is not something that we can understand. Because our minds are limited. So there's a question that somebody, we discussed this in other classes, but there's a question that somebody can ask, if we can't understand it anyway, why are we bothering to learn it? Because what does it do if we can't understand it anyway? And it's not the pshat that the more we work on it, we'll be able to understand it. He said, you can't understand it, period. It's impossible to understand it. So why do we learn about it? The answer is, because there's a different levels in not knowing. And the more you learn, the greater level of not knowing you have. To give a very simple mashal. One and a trillion trillion, one and a trillion trillion are both equal compared to infinite. One is infinite away from infinite, and a trillion trillion is infinite away from infinite. So l'cheira, somebody could say it's the same thing. The answer is, it is, but it isn't. Why? Because one thinks, what's infinite? What's one's perception of infinite? One's perception of infinite is a billion. In other words, what does one think infinite is? A billion. A trillion trillion, who understands what a trillion trillion is, and says that Hashem is still infinite away, they don't know what infinite is, because a trillion trillion is still limited. But a trillion trillion has a better understanding what infinite isn't, better than one has. Because one's perception of infinite is a billion, and a trillion trillion understands what infinite is. I have no understanding. I can't understand infinite because I'm finite. And I'm infinite away from infinite. Nevertheless, it has a better understanding what infinite isn't. And therefore, Bechlach Siddhis explains as follows. Emunah begins, belief begins where Seichel ends. Something you understand, you don't have to believe. Where your Seichel ends, that's where Emunah starts. That's where belief starts. The more you understand, the higher level your Emunah starts at. Because what some people don't understand, they believe that you understand. See, your level of Emunah doesn't start from there, it starts from a higher level. Similar to the famous story that Al Treber once called in the Tzemach Tzedek, and he wanted to give him a bracha that he should know Torah. So the Tzemach Tzedek declined the bracha. He said, you need the gear by Torah, you need to harve, you need to make an effort in Torah. I don't want any gifts. I don't want a freebie Torah. I want to work in Torah, and therefore I don't want your bracha. Later, the Tzemach Tzedek regretted it, that he didn't accept the bracha. And he said, why? Because Torah is so infinite, any amount that the Alter Rebbe would have given him as a bracha, he could have started working from that level. But he could still work the same. But he'd be starting from a much higher level. So even though we can't understand what the Alter Rebbe is talking about over here, but the more we learn, and he says we can't, and the Pasuk says, Kelim Achshveisim Achshveisechem, you might have thought it's impossible, Achaker Elokat Timtza, it's impossible to understand Elokus. So why do we bother learning Chassidus? Because the more you learn basically what Hashem isn't, more than what Hashem is. There is, as Chassidus uses the Gabbai talks, but it's all over Chassidus. There's what's called Yedias HaMetzius and Yedias HaMahus. You know the existence of something, but you don't necessarily know what it is. And the simple Mashal Chassidus gives, we know that we have a neshama. If you're alive, we understand we have a neshama. We know the Metzius exists. What the neshama is, that we don't understand. We don't understand what the neshama is. We know it's there. We know it exists. But we don't understand what the essence is. In Elokus, the whole concept of Chassidus is to understand the Metzius, that God exists. What God is, the essence of God, that Ani Hashem Leshanisi and all that, that's impossible for us to understand. But nevertheless, the more you learn, the more you understand what you don't understand. A trillion trillion has a better understanding what infinite isn't than what number one has. Even though we can't understand it. So it really doesn't matter. No, because people ask a lot of times, if we don't understand it anyway, but why bother learning it? The answer is because the more you learn, the more you understand that you don't understand Hashem. The same thing, by the way, is even without this, in Torah. Do you know that the more you learn, the more you see, the less you know? Mm-hmm. A person that comes new to Yiddishkeit. Yeah. Okay. In an hour, I'll learn the whole thing. You know, I learn a whole Yiddishkeit in an hour. What's there to learn already? The more you learn, the more Gemara you learn, the more whatever you learn, the more you learn Torah, you see how much more you don't know. And that you only come to by learning more. So the same thing when you learn about Elokus, even though the Alter Rebbe is explaining over it, we can't understand it. But the advantage of realizing, learning that you don't understand it means you have a better understanding what it's not. Which is, as the expression in Chassidus, Tachlis Hayadiyah Shalei Nedoacha. The ultimate knowledge of God is to understand that we don't understand Him. And in order to come to not understanding Elokus, it's by learning more. Because the more you learn, the less you know. But that's a positive thing, that the less you know. Okay, so he says, Ve'in yediyazu, and this knowledge that Hashem knows Himself, Ein yediyazu meisefa be'riba v'arkova klal, it doesn't add anything to Hashem, it doesn't cause Hashem to be composed of different things. Because Hashem is only knowing Himself. And the essence and the understanding of Hashem is all the same. So that's like we can't understand the essence of Hashem, we can't understand His Das. But by Hashem knowing Himself, He knows everything. And that is based on what Alter Rebbe was explaining in the previous chapters, that the essence of Hashem is all over equally. The only difference and the concept of Tzimtzum is that Hashem made Himself concealed from us that we don't see Him. And even then, in that concealment, you have a lot of different levels. For instance, we know there's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, the four worlds, the four spiritual worlds. The difference in Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya is not as far as Elokus goes. As far as Hashem, there's no difference between the highest level and the lowest level. The difference is, in Atzilus, the concealment of godliness is less, so there's a greater understanding and feeling of godliness. Bria is another cover, so therefore the revelation of godliness is less. Yetzirah has another additional cover, the revelation is even less. So the only concealment is as far as our perspective. When we look at the world, it's so covered, because we're in the world of Asiya and in Choshech, and terrible Choshech. So when we look at the world, we don't see a Elokus. But that's the uniqueness that Hashem made, that in the world where He exists, and the world's existence is dependent on Him, over there Hashem doesn't exist, as far as our perception. Which is, by the way, real perception, it's not fake. In other words, we have a real Tata perception that we don't see God.
But you train yourself to see Hashem in that.
Right, because the ultimate purpose of this concealment is for us to remove it. In other words, Hashem created Yesh Miayin. Right? And our role is to make from Yesh back into Ayin.
So going back to what we first said, that the more you learn Chassidus, the more you realize you don't understand Hashem. So then hand in hand goes with that, then the more Revatla you are yourself.
Correct. But that's the concept. Every time you do a positive mitzvah, right, you remove a concealment of godliness that exists in the world, and therefore Hashem is automatically more revealed. Okay? That's the concept of Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysev. We learned already many times, what's the difference between positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs? And you know, it's interesting. There's no bracha on a negative mitzvah. There's no bracha of not eating asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysev v'tzivanu shaloi le'achol chazer. There's no bracha not to eat chazer or not to speak Lashon Hara. If somebody is about to speak Lashon Hara, okay, and they don't, they don't make a bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysev shaloi le'daber Lashon Hara. It would be a bracha in vain anyway, probably. But even if not, but you don't make a bracha on a negative commandment. Why? Because negative commandments don't bring kedushin to the world. Positive mitzvahs bring kedushin to the world. When you transgress a negative commandment, you cause Hashem to strengthen evil. But you don't bring kedushin to the world, therefore you can't make a bracha shekachan b'mitzvah. In other words, when somebody puts on tefillin, somebody benches lulav, somebody benches licht, they do a positive mitzvah. The active action that they do brings kedushin to the world. The physical object, which basically until now was unholy, now becomes holy. What's the definition of holy? Holy doesn't mean a place where God exists, because God exists all over. The definition of holiness is a place where God is revealed. How do you reveal God? By removing the concealment, the blockage, the covering that covers Him. How do you remove it? By doing an active, positive deed with a physical object, you are removing the concealment, so you're bringing Kedusha into the world, and entire body in Yetzer Hara. So he says, "Hashem kitchanu b'mitzvayis." We become holier.
So why didn't Hashem only make positive commandments?
He didn't.
And why didn't he only?
Because in order for the shidduch to take place between Hashem and the world, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to bring kedushin to the world. And secondly, you have to get rid of the evil that exists in the world. So when you keep a negative commandment, it means as follows. If somebody eats chazer, that means my will is in the chazer. So it says in Chassidus, Hashem's will goes into the chazer. So Hashem is sustaining evil now more than he did before. So when you eat chazer, you're strengthening darkness, you're strengthening evil, because you have a kerech of a neshama, and you have a godly power, and chelek Hashemami, we're part of God. When somebody does an aveda, meaning they do something which is evil, that gives strength to evil. When you don't eat chazer, it's not that you're making anything holy, you're not giving credence to chazer. And therefore, if you remove your desire from chazer, Hashem removes his desire from sustaining chazer. But that's not kedusha. So you can't make a bracha on it. Because you're not doing anything active. You're just not strengthening the power of evil. On that, you can't make a bracha.
When we say that doing the mitzvah reveals a lukos in the world, right? So the kedusha is the same regardless, right? But then it should be at some level that we see it, right? But the thing is, in Golus you don't really. Well, you're saying that the person changes, so that is the revelation. In other words, you do a mitzvah, right? You reveal all this for the mitzvah. But if we can't see it, what's the revelation? If the Kedusha, if the Shekhinah is the same, or the Kedusha is the same, and we don't see it, so what's the revelation? Or is it supposed to see a change in us?
If somebody has direct deposit,
they don't
see, no. You
well,
can't.
The
Friedrich Rebbe uses the expression. In fact, the Rebbe also, but one of the Basiganis, it's munich bekufsa.
Right.
It's in the box.
So
it's in the trust fund.
Why do we say reveal?
Because it is revealing it. Tzaddikim see it.
But it's not revealed to us.
A blind person, God forbid, can tell the difference if the room is lit up or the room is dark. Not that they see. There's a difference. The concept of mitzvah gereris mitzvah, the neshama sees it, and the neshama becomes strengthened by it, and that's why mitzvah gereris mitzvah, because you became holier, why is mitzvah shtapa mitzvah? And aver shtapa mitzvah, what is that, a chain?
It's capacity, but it's
not capacity, because you became holier, more kedusha was revealed within you. So if you're holier, it's easier to do another mitzvah.
You don't see that.
The neshama feels it, the neshama sees it, tzaddikim see it. Ultimately, it's hidden until the era of Mashiach. But it's being accomplished now. Its our eyes are closed. It's revealed. It's revealed in the world. We don't have the ability to see it yet. But it's revealed. To those that have eyes to see it. The neshama of every yid and tzaddikim will see it. They see it.
So we should say it becomes, the word revealed, it means that it's revealed to see, that's what revelation is.
Elokus is revealed. We don't see it. We turned on the light. We don't see it.
Right.
But the light is turned on.
And it's not possible in Golus now to actually see the light.
Sometimes, like you said, the second Nekuda, which is a true Nekuda, the person becomes refined by it. They become a better person. And also, they're able to do another mitzvah. So in that respect, it does have it.
Yeah, but that's, you're seeing the person, but you're not seeing Hashem, the Elokus, revealed in the person. So
correct.
To see his capacity.
Correct.
And that's impossible in Golos anyway, to see.
To a proper extent, yeah.
To the extent that it affects the world.
But the neshama is affected by it.
And the same way the other way. There's a lot of aversion going on in the world. We don't sense the concealment.
When you look at somebody, can you see all their avarice in the forehead?
No.
Okay, but tzaddikim could. I mean, nothing personal, but tzaddikim could.
Right. So the word revelation, it's not possible for a person now to have that revelation, to see the revelation. Again, it's still called revealed.
It is revealed. And the world and the world becomes holier.
That we know, but in a big way.
But you could, there are times you can be in a place or in a time.
But second, just to correct what you said, well, if the world becomes holier, but we don't see it, but what does it mean holier? World becomes holier, what did you mean? You're putting your foot in your mouth now.
So
what does holier mean?
Maybe the people.
What does holier mean?
We, it would have to be.
You said world becomes holier. I'm quoting you. You put your foot in your mouth, by the way.
No, Auschwitz is more elevated, but we don't see it. If everybody here today.
You said the world, when a Jew does a mitzvah, the world becomes holier?
Yes,
what did that mean?
The products in the world.
Do you see it?
No, that's what I'm talking.
What does holy mean?
I don't know, that's what I'm asking.
Holiness means a place where God is revealed.
But to who? That's what I'm asking.
To those that have eyes to see. And it's in the world, except until Mashiach comes, we don't have the ability to see it. Our glasses are not, we didn't have LASIK yet, you know.
So it's revealed, but you can't see it.
Correct.
So only on positive mitzvahs?
Do you bring Kedushin to the world?
But there are times and there are places where you could feel it, a regular coarse person could feel it.
It could be on Yom Kippur, you can feel it. It could be at a certain given moment, a person can have a Seder Tshuva out of the clear blue. That is coming from that Kedusha that exists in the world. It's possible.
Yeah, you don't see the actual mitzvah. You don't see that everyone has done a particular mitzvah and that there's more Kedusha.
Does God talk to you?
All the time.
Uh-oh.
She talks to
me. She talks. Well, I'm going to explain. No, it's not such as.
You're talking about touch. I mean, what does it mean to see a godly?
I'll tell you what it means to see God.
What does it mean to see godly? You have to be a godly person to see godliness.
But if we still reveal it, the uniqueness is that we have the ability to reveal it. We're going to see when Mashiach comes. Tzaddikim could see it now. But when you're speaking about. See. What do you think revelation of godliness is? A bunch of lights coming up. Curtain opening. Curtain opening, all the actors come out.
That's what
I'm asking you.
I mentioned many times, there was this old, many years, he passed away many years ago. There was this old 90-year-old guy in Shul. A very sweet guy, a very nice, simple Jew. He used to come to Shul. His name was Meishi Yehuda, that was his name. He said to me one day, he says, Rebbe, I have a question. I'm a very good Jew, he says. How come God appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu? God revealed it, and it doesn't come to. He says, all I need one time, God should come down and say to me, Moshe Yehuda, you're doing a good job. So it's a good question. I couldn't explain to him what I'm going to explain to you because he wouldn't have gotten it. The truth is, God does come to him every day. You wake up in the morning. What do you think? You have to hear voices? Hi, good morning, this is God. I'm talking to you from where, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking about a connected cord.
But God revealing himself to us, you breathe. That's a revelation of godliness. Enoch and Ami, but. But, right, when you do. But. I'm explaining a concept of revelation doesn't mean light shining.
What does that mean? I know what it doesn't mean, but what does it mean?
Doesn't mean
anything.
We don't understand.
And what revelation of godliness in our language that we, even though we don't understand it because we don't have it yet, but it's an awareness. The revelation of God is an awareness of God's existence. And therefore, we do what he wants us to do.
So we can get that by learning. You don't see that from a mitzvah. When you say you reveal a little bit by
there's an advantage of you have Torah and your mitzvahs, and we need both. We need three pillars that the world stands on. Torah, Avodah Zarah, Chesedim. God could have made one pillar. I mean, listen, God is very talented. He could have made the world. He's a good contractor. God could have made the world stand on one pillar. Why did he need three? Because, like we learned, in the shidduch. Between God and world, if you want to make a shidduch, it's one of three ways. Either the chassan goes to the kala, or the kala goes to the chassan, or you meet midway. And each one has an advantage that the other one doesn't have. So Torah is bringing elokus down. Mitzvah is elevating world to elokus. And Gemara Chassadim is the kavet teferis, the middle kav that has both. But in the revelation of godliness, you have a tutator, one type of revelation, so to speak.
You could see sometimes.
No, you get better knowledge.
And you feel more connected. You feel yourself being elevated.
Some people, when they learn science, also become elevated. And some people, when they read Harry Potter, also become elevated. It's all possible.
What does it mean?
No, they don't become elevated.
Oh, yes, they'll tell you as you go on a high.
Inspired, but not
no, inspiration is a high.
No, it's a different kind of thing.
You get Harry Potter?
She gets inspired just hearing the name.
What does it mean elevated? What do you mean elevated? We're all going to go home and say, Rabbi Shishkin said it was okay to read Harry Potter. What does that mean? What does it mean elevated by reading Harry Potter?
I've been quoted for worse.
What does it mean being elevated by reading by because you feel it doesn't mean you really are.
I'm saying, you're talking about Kedusha, when a person does a mitzvah, they become closer to godliness. It affects them in a way that there's less blockage, less concealment of godliness.
Yeah,
They're more prone to be able to do another mitzvah because they are closer to God.
That's to them. You don't say that to the world. When we say we're still a little closer to the world, that we don't.
But same thing. World is affected.
Right, but we don't see that. It's not revealed to us.
In SLC, you don't see it always. Does every man that puts a phone every day go, "Wow"? I mean.
But you can see. I can see that you can see it in yourself. But you can't. We cannot see. I just want to know. We cannot see the revelation of a.
We are a microcosm of world.
It's called revelation.
If we're microcosm of world, if we better ourselves, then the whole world is better.
Right, but we won't be able to see the revelation.
We're just going to have to wait